Hello, my name is Rhoda Smith, and I have never told this story in a large public forum like this. There are some people who know me who know this story that I've shared on a one-on-one. So when I was 15, I had a baby. And by the time I was 19, I had two babies, just like the statistic says. So, yay, I made that. All right, so I had always wanted to go to college, and my best friend since second grade knew that, and she said, hey, it's not a big deal. I will watch the kids, and I'll pay for your first college class so that you can still go. So I started going to the community college and really, you know, knew that I would be in love with school, and I was. And by the time I got to my second class, my best friend was ready to go off to the four-year university. So she said, I won't be able to keep the kids anymore, but I'm going to check it out to see if you could come there too. So I was like, cool. So I kept, you know, taking my class at the community college. And when I finished my second class, our plan was go to financial aid, see what kind of aid they have for single mothers with children. And she's going to check out the college to make sure they have a place for us to live and can accommodate us. So I go to the financial aid office, and we're all gung-ho because it's like, yeah, we're, you know, on this path. You're going to be great. And so she's gone away to college now. I go into the financial aid office, and lucky for me, I get the financial aid director. So I'm like, this is great. Whatever they got that I'm eligible for, I'm going to get it. So by the time the director finished looking over my application, he looked up and said, you have two kids and you're trying to go to college and you're 20. And I was like, yeah. He's like, you don't need financial aid. What you need is a sugar daddy. Yeah, I know. So I felt that in my spirit, right? At the time, I wasn't clear on what a sugar daddy was, but I knew it was something kind of dicey. So I was like, okay, but I walked out feeling very dejected because essentially what I heard is, we don't have anything here for you. You have two kids. We're not going to waste money sending you to a four-year university, and the chance of you making it out slim to none, basically. That's what I heard. That's how I felt in my spirit. So I went home feeling pretty dejected, thought, okay, I'll just keep taking class at the community college. I was avoiding my best friend's call for about a week because I didn't really know how to tell her. I know we got this great plan, but I can't be, you know, I can't be in it with my kids. And finally called her, and she said, forget about what he's saying. I already checked down here. You can come down here. They have married student housing. You're not married, but, you know, you have the kids, so you can still come and live there as long as you're a student. So I was like, okay. So eventually I went down to the Big Ten University where I was accepted as a pre-med student, and I lived with my kids in married student housing. And, you know, for a minute after I spoke to him, my thought was, this plan only works in the mind of me and my best friend. It doesn't work in real life. But I'm here in real life to tell you that it does work in real life. And if you are the person that's sitting across from a young person, if they think that they can fly, which is what my best friend led me to believe, that I could fly, then you have to, you know, show them where the jumping off point is, right? So I wanted to share this story because for years, I had never really told this story because I thought it was something about me that made the story kind of, or whatever that was you all did, right? But now that I have my PhD, I realize that it's something about that person. So I just want to say thank you. That's my story.